Well, thanks very much for coming in and having a chat with me, Pieta. Can you tell me a little bit about the role that you play at NICA?
Sure. I'm the producer at the National Institute for the Circus Arts in Pran this year for the Melbourne Fringe Hub, which we're very excited to be holding and presenting. So we've partnered with Melbourne Fringe to be the circus hub and City of Stoddington, who are also doing a lot of circus over in Pran. We're thrilled to have the five shows that we've got in NICA. Some of them are full of alumni, which is also great to welcome them back to NICA. But this year, we'll be holding those shows from the 5th to the 21st of October.
And it's really quite extraordinary to me because recently I went to the second year within these walls. And what I realised is that circus is so much more than just tumbling and magic, isn't it?
Oh, fantastic. I love that you've said that. Yes, I think that people within the circus industry have been trying to change and update people's attitudes to circus for a while now. And what we would call that is contemporary circus. And the second years and the third years are doing fantastically this year. So we've got the third year's showcase show as part of the Melbourne Fringe Hub.
Well, it was just so extraordinary. It was actually a little bit like watching Hieronymus Bosch's paintings come to life, that particular show. And I guess that in a way it's a bit of a doffing of the hat to Circus Oz and a whole range of other modern circuses in the Australian context.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say the global context as well. I've just come back from Edinburgh Fringe and there's a lot of contemporary circus over there. I saw Australian companies such as Circa there as well, as some independents being produced and directed by fabulous like feminist performance artists. They're really breaking down the ideas of what circus is and what feminist theatre is as well. Some of it's funny, some of it's heart-wrenching, some of it's just one skill in it rather than a whole troupe. But there's some fantastic things being shaken up, I would say, within the circus industry.
And talking about individual attributes in terms of skills, some performers just like different types of things.
Yeah.
They just like doing different types of things.
Yeah, absolutely. I think within like NICA with the undergrad degree, you do have to do a full array of skills and your training is always going to have that foundation of multiple skill sets and strengths. But when you find your skill, when you find that apparatus or that act or that particular, artistry that really calls you in, that's when you start to focus in and you can really specialize in that particular trick or that particular apparatus. And
because it's very expressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be, absolutely. And I think that's what we're seeing with contemporary circus now. It's not so much ta-da, that's the trick. It's really woven into artistry and choreography and representing emotions or expressing emotions. And as you were saying, like bringing imagery to life. So if it's an artwork or if it's a story, that circus is absolutely able to do that, just like dance can or just like spoken word can.
Yeah, and it's got this added extra where the audience is just absolutely breath taken away by the actual physicality of a move. You go, oh, my God, someone actually did that.
Absolutely. I would say similarly to dance, these are athletes.
Yeah, they are. It's quite extraordinary. Tell us about the actual collection of shows that are on.
Sure. So we've got two premieres, which we're very excited about. Apricity by Cassis Creations is a world premiere, and they received some funding from the Melbourne Fringe Festival to be commissioned to develop this work. And then also they're part of the Pulse program for Melbourne Fringe. Cassis Creations are a Queensland-based company. They've done spectacular work over in Edinburgh over the years and up in Queensland, and we're really happy to welcome them to NICA for this world premiere. So that's Apricity, 11th to the 21st
of
October.
And what's that about?
I haven't seen it yet, so I can't actually say what it's about necessarily, but it is another example of contemporary circus as we've been talking about. Beautiful imagery. I know that they've got candles. There's different apparatus that they use from trapeze. And one of them does the headstand trapeze as well, to acrobatics, to chair stands. So we'll have to wait and see together.
Yeah, yeah, because it says it illuminates the power of human connection in times of darkness.
Yeah, so that's what they started with, and then they've used that throughout their rehearsal and development process. So I'm yet to see. I'm very excited. The other premiere that we have is Alienation by Jake Silvestro. It was also supported by the City of Stonington. And so Jake works up at the Fruit Fly Circus in Albury Wodonga, and he's been rehearsing and developing the show up there. It's had one showing at the Canberra Theatre Centre, but then we'll be having the premiere season for Melbourne down here for the Melbourne Fringe. That starts on the 5th of October through to the 18th.
Yeah, and he incorporates acrobatics, dance,
and roller skates. Yes. Lots of skills coming through from there. And also Seer Wheel, the German wheel.
Tell me about that. What's that?
The German wheel, it's a human-sized wheel, metal wheel.
And then that spins around.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's cool. Fantastic.
Okay. And go on, there's a couple of others.
Yeah, so Headcount, which is, as I mentioned before, the third year showcase, that is on the 6th and 7th of October. Very excited to see. It's more like a cabaret vaudeville-style circus show. Of the third year students who are all smashing it as well. They're really coming into their own. And then we've got FOCA, which is presented by the Melbourne Fringe Festival and the Ministry of Culture Taiwan. So very excited to have this Taiwanese company, Formosa Circus Arts, coming over from Taiwan. They're doing another all ages free show in Federation Square, I'm pretty sure it is, and then the season with us. So they're just doing four nights at NICA at 9 p.m, the 11th, 12th, 13th and 14th. I feel like when I read the blurb, it reminds me of Squid Game, and which kind of scares me on one hand, but leaning into that kind of the childhood games and what was the last game. Do you remember that you actually played a game for the last time?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Your childhood. And then the final one is the Dumb Detectives in Cirque Noir. So they're all alumni, which we're really excited about. The Dummies Corps is a world famous. I just met up with Jamie, who's the director in Edinburgh, and they're on tour around the UK at the moment with their kids show. And they've got this show with the cast here in Melbourne as part of Melbourne Fringe, Dumb Detectives. So, yeah, it should be great. It's more like a vaudeville cabaret show as well, I would say, rather than the contemporary circus that we were mentioning before. They have costumes on, kind of like detectives, I guess.
I mean, it's a very refreshing kind of thing to go to, and I suppose that's what Fringe does. It teases out all these wonderful ideas that people have got incubating, and it gives them a chance to actually put them out there for the public. And also for the public, it's, like I said, it's a refreshing kind of approach to theatre that's so different from, you know, the idea of dry, sit still, keep yourself good, nice while you're dealing with something that's, highbrow, really.
Absolutely. I think that's the great space that circus can live in, kind of like comedy, is breaking that fourth wall. As much as it's a very difficult art form and there's a lot of skill associated, and sometimes there's danger, which is very exciting and has the audience on the edge of their seats, that it can really lean into that more vaudevillian and cabaret comedy world as well as the high art.
Now, just as a matter of interest, have you seen them develop these shows in any sense of the word? How do they do it?
In terms of the rehearsal process, some of them work with lighting designers, choreographers and musical directors or composers. So I know that Jake, for example, has been up in Albury working with a composer. So as they're unfolding the choreography, the composer is also looking at what's happening and starting to create the music around that. So there'll be influences and inspiration, and they'll start from there and then move on, and it will develop. Similarly, Apricity has been an idea for Jesse Scott for about 8 years, and now with this funding he's actually been able to bring that to fruition, which is really exciting.
Yeah, it is really exciting. I mean, I can't get it across to people enough that the experience of this theatre is really quite exciting, and the fact that it's happening in Melbourne and you can buy a ticket is just so great. How do people find out about the program and be able to scan it and also buy tickets?
Sure, it's all on the Melbourne Fringe Festival website, melbournefringe.com.au, and tickets are available there. They've been having flash sales, which has been going really well, and we're also putting it all over our Instagram. So Nike Australia has the links up there as well, and we're doing promotion for the different shows throughout the weeks. We'll have some more footage as well up there and images, so you can get more of an idea of what the shows are at Nike.
Yeah, great. Okay. Thanks very much for coming in and talking to me.
Thank you for having me, Annie.